Good morning, congregation. Welcome to this rally day. I always think of rally day in this congregation as being the start of our church program year. That doesn't mean we don't have programs going on during the summertime, but it gets us back to a fuller program schedule, and it gets us back to things happening on a more regular basis. I have a couple of prayer concerns this morning. We're keeping Barry McCarty, Nancy Watson's son-in-law, in our prayers. He has fluid on his lungs. And this is a relative of the Nickel family, Mary and Al. Prayer concern coming from Katie Bader. Her aunt, Carol Jowett, has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and it's progressing very quickly at this time. So if you'll keep those two people and the families of this congregation in your prayers, that would be wonderful. There's no fellowship today because of the church picnic out at June and Ron Potter's. Somebody was wondering about directions to the Potter's for those who have never been there. I just know it's out Port Sanilac Way. Does anybody want to give? What was the name of the road again?
Hulbertson.
Okay, Hulbertson. Okay, thank you, Mary, for that information, for those who haven't been there before. Celebrating birthdays this week, we have Virg Strickler on the 19th, which is today, Linda Graves tomorrow, anniversaries, Gary and Deb Benicki on the 22nd. So if we can have our happy birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And our anniversary song for Benicki's.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. And many more.
Okay, announcements for today. As I said, no fellowship today due to the picnic. The UMW, as you can see, has been collecting socks for school, and the congregation has responded overwhelmingly. And we'll be covering that more during children's message today. The United Methodist Women Garage Sale, or the annual fall garage sale. You can start bringing things in actually next Sunday when you come to church, or anytime next week, or the following week after that. The sale will actually be September 30th, October 1st, and October 2nd. You can see the details on the back of your bulletin. And this isn't on the back of the bulletin, it also talks about Bob's walk along, sing along to raise money for the memorial out at the Diamond Trail. It will be held on Saturday, October 9th, between noon and 7 p.m. It talks about pre-registration is recommended. says, see flyer for more details. Is a flyer perhaps on the bulletin boards?
They're out here right now. And also sign up for, if you want to stay at at the table when we're providing donuts and cider. We need people to help out, at the table. So they're both out here.
The sign-up sheet? Okay.
Yep.
So keep that in mind. This congregation should be very interested in that project because Bob was such an instrumental part of this congregation. Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing the morning message. I am Linda Schramm, worship leader for this morning. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship this morning. Our opening praise song this morning is number 2131, Humble Thyself in the Sight of the Lord. Will you stand at this time, if able? Our call to worship this morning is in unison. Will you join me? We come together to worship Almighty God, who alone can give us the wisdom and understanding we need to produce a harvest of good deeds, free from prejudice and hypocrisy. Come, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
God, you who created me and called me to ministry, pour out your Holy Spirit on us today so that we may be a wise steward of these precious gifts in the name and spirit of Christ. Amen.
Our opening hymn is I Surrender All, number 354.
Jesus, I
I have several children outside, and they are going to come in for the children's message today. Sunday school started, and for those of you that are in the pews, come on up. As they are coming, I have a box here, and I want to explain the box as they're coming up, and you guys can all just have a seat right down there, okay? This year, the Sunday school classes started today, and they were outside, and they've done some chalk work out there. I hope you'll look at it. Also, this year, the first and second graders are trying something new. Excuse me. The kiddos want to share their joys, fears, prayers, and etc. Every Sunday, we will pull a paper to read during children's time. If any kids want to fill out a prayer, see Miss Katie as your teacher. So I'm just going to pick one this morning. I haven't read any of these. Let me see. Today, all the kids filled them out, not just first and second grade. So prayers and fears and joys. This one says, love everybody. Isn't that great? The children are thinking about what they want to share with us. So thank you. And then each week we will fill one of the or read one of these. So thank you, children. I appreciate that. And maybe we'll try to find a place to hang them out. All right. So kids, come on up forward. I'm going to go around this way, I think, to get to you. Those listening on the radio. A few weeks ago, we talked about collecting socks for our kids and for the school. And if you'll see on our altar this morning or on our rails, there's all kinds of socks, isn't there? Do you see those? We are going to have you pick out yours. Is it one or two? Who's in charge? Two. Two groups, they're tied together, so you can get two pairs of the strings, okay? if you don't do it before church, you can always do it after church, and then I have your bulletins for you, right? Yeah. This little one, Ada Mae, she would not come to me this morning. She was in Grandma's lap, and I went to pick her up, and she wailed. No. You just started to pucker up, didn't you? Yes. But then when she was back in Grandma's lap, she gave me a big smile. Yeah. I don't know. There may be socks small enough for you up there, too. Okay? Yeah. So before we get to the socks, I want you to know, how is school going for those of you that are in school? Good. All right. In your bags today that you received in Sunday school that I gave out, there's an eraser in there. It's a little tinier than what I thought. Do you know what words I talked about last week? Maybe not. Be kind. Your eraser's in your bed. And you weren't even... Your eraser says that. Be kind. So you can use it at school. You can use it at preschool. You can use it at home. Wherever you have it, it's okay. And you can remember to use kind words, right? Because that's what God wants us to do, is to be kind to one another. And those that have not brought their socks to church, it's not too late. You can still bring them. I had somebody in the community said, oh, I was going to bring socks. So we would enjoy anybody that's bringing socks to bring them to our church office now. And we will make sure that the balance of the socks get to the schools. So be kind to one another, right? Be filled with joy. Yeah. And what did you have this morning that you let go of? Balloons. Well, what was up with that? Why did you have red balloons? Anybody know? Audrey. That Jesus loves all kids. Perfect. Thank you. And you also let them go and send them up to the heavens, right? Yay, very good. So Jesus loves you. He loves everybody, right? So let's pray. Can you follow me and say prayers? And then we're going to pick out socks. All right, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for socks and showing us your love. Amen. Okay, let's go ahead and you can go up and down and look at socks. And I think Miss Shriam is going to read the New Testament while you're doing that. And then come pick up your bulletins. Pick up your bulletin then. I don't know, Linda. I don't know if you can read over their voices. There you go. Yep. Yep. There you go.
Our Old Testament reading for today is Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way of the that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. But those who delight in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields fruit in its season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do prospers. Not so with the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word. For special music today, part of the choir that started kind of gathering here Sunday mornings is going to kind of sing our first anthem. We haven't really had choir rehearsals yet. Those will start in October. But it's the anthem we sing here at least yearly, if not more often, because I think it describes what we as a congregation try to do. It's called Love Grows Here.
Take a look around you. like, I think one more week. Are we doing this at 10:15 next week too, or we going to have practice this week at 10:15 or on Wednesday night? 10:15, another Sunday, if you want to join in with us. This week, we're going to be praying for China Lee Restaurant in our community. And I just want to say a welcome to our visitors this morning. It's so good to see them, good friends, and I'm happy to have you with us. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, it's good to start our fall activities back up. For the children that are here, those that are outside, those that gathered for Sunday school, as well as our adults, we give praise for you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the sounds of a little one. Even when they make a little noise, it's wonderful to hear. Lord, we're here to praise your name, and I believe these little ones are praising your name. They're glorifying you by being here, by coming and learning and growing closer. We pray that each one of us, no matter what age we are as children, that we can learn and grow and draw closer to you. But in the midst of our joys, Lord, we also know that there's times and difficulties in life. Cancer, loss of loved ones, financial needs, struggles in relationships, even struggles in the church. We ask, Lord, that you guide and lead us, pouring out your Holy Spirit on us, that we can draw closer to you, that we can be forgiven, that we can be receive your peace, that we can receive your love and grace and mercy. So, Lord, as we are here to come together to praise you, to worship you, we pray that you fill us with your Spirit, that we may hear and see, that we may understand what you are sharing with us today. And that as we hear your words in song and prayers in the message, we pray, Lord, that it will make a difference in our lives, that we can make a difference in other lives. So help us to continue to build in the community your love and your light in the name of Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please stand as Abel, just a closer walk with thee.
Thank you.
Today I'm going to continue reading in the book of James. I'm going to be reading chapter 3, verses 13 to 4, 3, and then verse 7 and 8. Hear these words from James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. And what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Oh Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. As I've said for several weeks, I don't want to preach on James, Lord, because James says it like it is. Three questions that came out of commentary are some of the same questions that are in your scripture. Who is wise and understanding among you? You know, sometimes we think we're wise. We hope we're wise. I know a lot of times I pray for God to give me wisdom to know what I need to say, especially when I'm preaching. But we should be doing that all the time. God, what should I say and what should I not say? There's many times I will ask God, will you just put your hand over my mouth so that I don't say what I'm not supposed to say? Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes I just still do what I want to do and it comes out. Ever been there? Who is wise and understanding among you? We may look around and go, oh, they're pretty wise. Oh, they're not wise. But we should look at ourselves. Are we wise and understanding? Is our wisdom coming from heaven or from the devil? It says here, if you are... such wisdom does not always come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder in every evil practice. Wow. Is that an ouch or what? But wisdom that comes from heaven is this: pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, good fruit, impartial, and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. So are we wise and understanding among us? Do we have characters of the demon, or do we have characteristics of those that come from heaven? James is, I believe, asking us, he's asking me anyway, to look at this list and where do you fall? Are you wise and understanding? I hope I'm on the second list of characteristics. If not, I pray that I get there, that I'm working towards that. None of us that are here are perfect. We are all sinners. That's why Jesus Christ had to go to the cross, and he died for us so that we may be forgiven, because none of us are perfect. None of us can hold all of these all the time, every moment of our life. But I believe this scripture is here to try to help us to understand, so that we do have that wisdom, that we are wise to understand. There is times when maybe we think that wisdom is coming from heaven, from God, when it may hurt somebody else. And if it does that, is it from the demons, from the devil, or is it from God? I think we all know that answer, right? One of the second questions that comes up in this scripture is, from what do conflicts and disputes arise? It starts in chapter 4. Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. Well, I think any of us that are sitting here go, well, I don't kill anyone. Right? When we say that. But do we understand that words will kill someone else's esteem, confidence, person? So if we say something that is hurtful, we are killing that person. You covet because you don't get what you want. How many of us have done that? Oh, we want a better house. We want a better job. We want a better boat. We want a better, you know, I want nicer clothes. You know, the kids, maybe they have to say, oh, I want a certain brand of clothes. They desire. But we don't always are able to get what we desire. I remember a long time ago, I was dating a gentleman, and I was like, oh, I just desire that maybe we'd get married someday. You know, those were in the younger days. My mother said, I hope you do not marry this guy. I did not marry him. And it was a good thing I did not marry him. Because I found out other issues later that would not have been healthy. I probably wouldn't be a preacher today because it was the wrong thing. But I desired. But did the wisdom come from God or from my own way of wanting and living? I find that happens a lot, doesn't it? We want and want and want. And we ask, but as the scripture tells us today, we ask with wrong motives. I want because I want. But when we come to the church, we have to look at the church as a whole. What is best for the church? And that's where your pastor comes in, trying to give discernment and wisdom and knowledge and understanding so that we can all agree on where we should go as a church. Does it happen? Not necessarily, and I'm not perfect. We have to come together to make that collective understanding, that collective wisdom, in order to know, yes, this is a direction that we need to go. And sometimes it's really easy to know, oh, let's do socks for school. What a great outreach. give our own children socks that are in the congregation, and then give socks to the school, because kids don't have always have socks to wear. Or when it rains, they get wet. Those kind of decisions are easy decisions that can be wisely done very quickly. But sometimes it's not that simple. The third question the commentaries ask, and this was written by Kathy L. Dawson. One of the things she said is, what does God want? What does God want? Want from us as individuals? Want from us as a church? And she said this. He wants us to submit ourselves to God, to repent of our sin, to keep Jesus Christ in the center of our lives. So how do we do that? We do that through worship, in prayer, in studying the scriptures, having that devotional life, coming to Sunday school. Carrie, are you studying James in Sunday school? You may be on James a while, right? Monica is also teaching Sunday school, and she had several in her class, and she's talking about the stories of Jesus and the Gospels. All start at 9:45 if you want to come. What does God want from us? When I think about this, I look at this scripture, and I think he wants us to have that wisdom. He wants us to have an understanding. He wants us to have peace. There was a... Sorry, I have a tickle in my throat. Lindy Thompson wrote on the website, Wisdom and Peace. For at first is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. She wrote this. Wisdom and peace. I cannot think of anything better to pray for and to seek. In this astonishingly tumultuous times, wisdom, treasured wisdom, greater than knowledge, steadier than expertise, deeper than explanations. A holy thing granted by God through experience, through study and contemplation, through blood, sweat, and tears. Peace. Blessed peace. The thrumming underlying vibration of a song we didn't write. Taken in by sight and sound and touch, taste and feel. God is God. We are not. And we don't need to be. The earth is for us. We are for God. We are to take care of all of it and each other. Knowing who we are and to whom we belong. Trusting God to show us where to act and where to refrain. Prayer. Always prayer. Loud or silent. In voice, in body, in thought, in gratitude, in embrace, in restraint, prayer, the connection, the communion, the love, the reminder, the gift. Who among you is wise and understanding? Can we submit ourselves? Do we need to quarrel and fight? I remember having, I'm actually one of 10, having other siblings that I would fight with. I'm sure none of you did that though, right? And I think the saying was, well, they're siblings. They are supposed to fight. Are we really? I think we loved each other even when we teased each other, even when we got mad at each other. I remember our conversations at the dinner table, and my brothers would just almost abuse my sisters sometime, especially my one. They just knew they could get her goat. And she got so mad, she went and she slammed the bathroom door and broke it. Because brothers and sisters fight. But do we do that in the church? Do we do that as we mature in our Christian walk? Are we truly submitting ourselves with one another, being pure and peaceful, being loving and kind, praying about what we should say and not say with our brothers and sisters in Christ? Have we given good fruits? Again, none of us are perfect, but we should show some good fruit, something that we have done well, that gives God the glory and honor. And not fight among one another. And you remember when I've said I've been preaching this and I didn't want to preach James, how many fingers are pointing at you and how many are coming back at me? 1 to 3. Because this is an easy subject. It's not an easy subject, but it is Christian. And it is what God wants me to say to you. We are to submit ourselves to God and live pure, peaceful lives and not to quarrel with one another. Whether you're in school or whether you're in church, whether you're at home, we all are to love one another. And as the kids got their little erasers today that said, be kind, maybe I should have made some or got some from everybody. Be kind. Right? So as we hear James, as we look at James, let us remember that wisdom comes from heaven, but the devil tries to give us wisdom, and we have to know the difference. So who among you is wise and understanding? Let us pray. Oh, Lord God, I pray that we all desire the wisdom that comes from heaven, that we can be pure and blameless and righteous, that we can follow you and do what you want us to do, to be your servant. Help us to love you, Lord, for you are our God. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. Would the ushers now come forward for the morning offering? God, accept us, accept our gifts, that they may be used to draw us closer to you, that others may know you, and that we can submit ourselves to you in the name of our risen Christ. Amen. Our closing song is, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. Kids here today. I know we got kids outside. I'm so glad that Sunday school could start and we could learn more about Jesus. I hope in that last song that we really take to heart what those words are saying. Lord, I want my heart to be in the right place. I want to be holy. I want to be like Jesus. I pray that you kids can hear that and in school, live that. And that as adults, we can have that wisdom and love and share it with others. That we can be holy. Because I know we can. And I can. We can be loving and caring. And we can share like Christ, as our vision statement says. So as you go forth from here today, I pray that all of us, including myself, will be more like Jesus. As you go forth from here, go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I get so tangled up when I...